This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More than a million passengers are expected to travel through DIA this holiday weekend. Teresa Bogard of Fort Collins is on her way to Brazil. She says she hasn't seen her family in 18 months.
Because of COVID, yeah, just have been afraid to go. But now I'm fully vaccinated, and so now I feel like I can at least try the trip.
Airport officials are expecting July to be the busiest travel month since the pandemic began. A Pueblo County hot sauce maker is one of seven companies getting a boost from recent state agriculture grants. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Jolene Collins of JoJo's Sriracha pulverizes thousands of pounds of locally grown Pueblo chilies and combines them with Colorado garlic and apple cider vinegar. She says the grant is a game changer. She'll buy industrial-grade equipment that will double her ability to process chilies during the local harvest season.
We produce 2 miles from where our farmers grow, so we have this really tangible connection from the agriculture that's right there.
Other recipients include hemp, meat, barley, and fruit processors located across the state. The grants total more than $331,000 and went to both large and small businesses. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
The Denver Broncos training camp in Englewood, just south of Denver, will be open to the public this summer, a switch from last year's pandemic shutdown. Fans can attend 13 team practices. The first is July 28th. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.